1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And John.
And Manwich.
Tis the Friday edition of the show. Still to come here tonight. Manwich, you got information on the amount of money wasted on the Hurricane Katrina cleanup. We'll get to that, hopefully. We'll see how much we can pack into this hour here. Again, you can call in and bring up whatever you want. Also, an email from all the way from over in Sweden. And we'll talk about what's going on in regards to their fight for freedom or lack thereof over there. But we talked about taxes last hour.
Well, I think it's also, you know, since you brought up that Katrina thing, the first thing that went through my mind is, well, just another example of where your tax money goes.
Yeah.
Flesh!
To a truck full, multiple trucks full of ice that were sent to Maine instead of Louisiana.
So that's good. What did they send it? They just, what, took the ice and they just probably, what, just unloaded it out of the trucks and went, well,
here you go.
Well, here you go. We're just going to put this over with the rest of the snow.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's coming up. And, again, your calls, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. But last hour we were talking about taxes and the income tax. And Ron Paul, in a great article called Cough Up, was pointing out that, you know, it doesn't matter what tax reforms they go through. Taxes keep going up. The spending keeps going up. And it doesn't matter. Maybe the tax reform will make it so that you don't have to pay as much taxes next year. Maybe they'll pass some sort of legislation that, you know, makes your tax burden less. But that just means that somebody else's tax burden has increased. And the federal government continues to spend like there's no tomorrow.
But that's what a lot of people want. They want the tax burden to be decreased on the people who are middle and lower class, and they want it to be increased only on the rich.
Sure, and that's how the government's been selling taxation for the longest
time. Socialists think they're Robin Hood. We're going to take from the rich and give to the poor.
In the case of the fair tax advocates,
what Robin Hood did was take the taxes back from the rulers and give them back to the people that paid.
Right. It's not just taking from the rich and giving to the poor. Yeah, what Robin Hood did.
He took from the king.
He took from the government.
Yeah.
It wasn't the king. It was the prince or whatever. The guy who was acting as
king. I remember that it was a lion in the Disney version.
Yes.
Roar.
But anyway, there's a big movement in this country for the fair tax, or so they call it, which is essentially the proposal is that they move from an income tax system we have now to a national sales tax. And the estimates have been anywhere from 23% to 30%. So in that, if you were to go and purchase a product, it would have a 30% sales tax on it, and that wouldn't include the 5% or 7% or 6% that you pay locally as well.
So if you bought a bottle of Coke for 99 cents, you'd go up to the cash register and pay $1.29 for it.
You would if it worked in that fashion, but it won't. It will work in a built-in fashion, and I forget the term
right,
for it.
Right, they're not even going to tell you where the tax is.
Right, the taxes will be included. So if the soda was 99 cents,
value added tax?
No, that's not what it is. We were corrected on that. It's not considered a value added tax. It's something else. It's like an included tax.
Okay.
I don't know what the word is for it, but when we called it a value added tax, somebody ripped us up on that last time.
I see.
Anyway, if you were a retailer and you bought the soda for 99, or you bought the soda for 89 cents and you wanted to make 20 cents on it, you'd have to mark it up to $1.50. You know, you'd actually have to include the tax in the price.
Oh, I see. So you include it at the retail level.
Exactly.
I see.
So that's one of the ways that these
sounds like a value added tax to me.
That's one of the ways that these fair tax proponents are going to try to slip the tax by people.
But you also need to be clear on something, because you can't just talk about a can of Coke and have that be a good reference. You need to talk about something like, okay, for example, you saved up your hard earned money and you want to go get a $1,500 laptop. Nope, that's going to cost you almost $2,000.
That's right.
That's a little bit of a different story than it's a couple extra cents. No, it can be serious, huge differences in prices.
Okay, let's address value-added tax here real quick. Value-added tax is similar to a sales tax, according to Wikipedia, in that it's levied at the time of the sale of goods and services. In some countries, including Australia, this tax is known as a goods and services tax, GST. And in Japan, it's called a consumption tax. That is an indirect tax in that the tax is collected from someone other than the person who actually bears the cost of the tax. Let's see, personal and consumers of products, consumers and services cannot recover VAT on purchases, but businesses are able to recover VAT on the materials and services they buy. Value-added tax. Comparison with a sales tax. It differs from a conventional sales tax in that VAT is levied on every business as a fraction of the price of each taxable sale they make. It's hard to follow. It's levied on every business as a fraction of the price of each taxable sale they make, but they are in turn reimbursed value-added tax on their purchases, so the VAT is applied to the value added to the goods at each stage of production. It's very confusing to me, but apparently it's not a value-added tax. It's a tax at every level, not just the final sales level. Does that make sense, Sandwich? That's as I understand it.
It doesn't make sense to me, but I understand.
It's, no.
Well, value-added tax would just be they'd be just taxing you over and over
right.
and over again.
They're not, like, for instance, when you're a retailer, you buy things at a wholesale price, you don't have to pay tax because you have your tax ID, right? In this case, you'd be paying taxes at every stage of the game. So if you're somebody that's making paper and you're buying pulp products from a tree mill or a logging mill, then you'd pay tax on that. You pay the value-added tax, as I understand it.
I see. So it's only at the retail level.
If you're right, if you're somebody that can explain this a little bit better, 800-259-9231, because we don't have it here.
One of the things that Harry predicted about that is that this would cause black markets to run rampant.
The sales tax,
right?
That is.
Just either one of
sure.
these. Well, of these would cause the black markets to run rampant.
I just made a deal today to get something, or not today, this week to get something done. I purchased some services for my my car, and the guy said, well, you know, if we do this, if you can pay me with a check and not a credit card, then I'll just go ahead and knock off the tax for you.
Right.
So he didn't intend to pay the taxes, and I'm like, great. I want to do anything that has to do with knocking off taxes.
Well, he didn't want to pay the 3% credit card fee, was what it was, so that was part of it. Anyway, here's some more examples. With a U.S.-style sales tax, with a 10% sales tax, here's some examples. The manufacturer pays a dollar for the raw materials, certifying that it is not the final consumer. The manufacturer charges the retailer $1.20, checking that the retailer is not a consumer, leaving the same profit of 20 cents. The retailer charges the consumer $1.65, $1.50 plus a 10% tax, and pays the government 15%, leaving the same profit of 30 cents. So the consumer has paid 10% extra compared to the no taxation scheme, and the government has collected this amount in taxation. Compare that to the VAT. The manufacturer pays $1.10, $1 plus the 10% tax, right there at the first manufacturing level.
Okay.
The manufacturer charges the retailer $1.32, $1.20 plus 10%.
This is going over my head now.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
at every level.
There's no way.
I'm sorry. That's what I was trying to point out.
Value-added taxes at every level.
Every level
this
of the production
at
process.
Retail.
Right.
I know if it's going over my head, then... And I'm sitting here in the room watching you
yeah.
read this and trying to read over your shoulder. There's no way that most people are following along.
I'm actually getting vertiginous and I could vomit. So.
Well, I wonder how many people in the countries that have this understand what it is that they're dealing with.
It's just taxes, as far as they're concerned.
I guess so.
It's the same way that people don't understand that they pay corporate taxes on products that they buy.
Right.
People would argue that up and down. They want to tax corporations. Well, tax the corporations.
You
don't
have
tax
money
us.
And just throughout the whole line, you're just chipping away at it. Chip, chip, chip. It doesn't matter how it happens. It's just chip, chip, chip.
It's just anchors on the economy. Every tax, the larger the tax, the bigger the anchor. But every tax is an anchor on the economy,
and
holding it back from really blowing through.
It's going. Your money is going into the hands of people who think that they know how to spend it better than you do, and they don't. They waste it. They screw it up. Constantly.
They couldn't possibly spend it better than you because they didn't earn it.
Right.
It's
right.
not theirs. They're not feeling a sense of loss.
But they're offering services. They're offering all these welfare programs and all these things that are so great, right? I mean, they what would we do if we didn't have all this money to pay FEMA in this disaster? In the disaster that just happened. If FEMA didn't have any money to go in there and respond to the disaster, what would have happened?
Walmart would have actually taken care of people.
It would have been Walmart? Would have, oh, come on. Come on now. They're an evil corporation.
They tried.
Well, let me read this thing real... I'll read it when we get back.
So now do we understand what a value-added tax is? Does anybody... Are you confused about
yes,
what it is?
I know what it is.
Okay, it happens at every level. That way, now we know for any future discussions. 800-259-9231, which still means that I need to come up with a term for a tax that's included at the cash register sale. That's what we need to find. We need to find that term.
Fair tax.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zangle could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zangle is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have lots of neat stuff on our website, and it's all for free, including the bulletin board system, where you'll find all kinds of different conversations, discussions about serious issues, fun stuff, and everything in between. It's all on the BBS. Just go straight to bbs.freetalklive.com. It'll take you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. You get interactive with 1,200 of our listeners, 96,000 posts for you to surf around through. It's all there. bbs.freetalklive.com. We're talking taxes, and we talked about the income tax last hour. This hour, we're kind of focusing in on the fair tax, and I was digging around on Wikipedia trying to find the term for a tax that's included at the point of sale. When you take an item to the cash register, and it's a dollar, and you ring it up, and then they add the tax, that's after the point of, you know, that's it's added at the point of sale, whereas it's versus it being included on the price on the label on the counter.
Well, I would call it an included sales tax.
Okay.
Would be the term that I would
probably
use.
That's probably the best.
Because it's definitely a tax on the sale of a retail item, just like a sales tax would be. But it's not a sales tax. You know what the subtotal is, and then the total.
Right. And because it's included, that means it's less visible. Mm-hmm. Because it's included in the price on the shelf, people are not going to be as aware of the tax. Even if it shows up on the receipt, even if they print up a receipt saying, by the way, this percentage of your sale was actually taxes, most people aren't going to look at their receipt. But they do feel the taxes when they see that subtotal, and then they see the taxes added onto it at the actual point of sale. I know I feel it when the sales taxes are added in. It hurts when you're ringing up a couple hundred dollars in items,
yeah,
and then there's another 7%.
How about if you buy a car?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm waiting in New Hampshire to get mine. In fact, speaking of New Hampshire, we're going to go to the phones. This is a show about your calls to Keith in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Keith. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm calling about a trip to New Hampshire next week my wife and I are taking.
Excellent.
I just want to say I thoroughly enjoyed Manwich's speech at the Libertarian Party convention.
Thank you.
Fantastic. So why are you going to New Hampshire? Just to look around, or what's the plan?
Well, I've been watching the Free State Project for about 5 years now,
and
we've been up on like scouting missions for maybe four times.
Does that mean
what you're looking at?
We're not really sure. Probably the southeastern portion of the state.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be Keene, right?
No, that would be the Portsmouth area.
That would be Portsmouth or Nashua or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. We've been up to Mount Washington, and we've been North Conway, which is more towards the north of the state.
From what I'm told, it's a very the terrain is a variety in New Hampshire. There's you can live on the seacoast, you can live out west, you can live in the mountains.
Yeah, Keene is a nice town. We've been there, and it's a nice, quaint little town.
Cool, cool. Now, are you a member of the Free State Project?
I am reluctant to join any kind of movement.
Why? I mean, how interesting that you've gone through the process of actually exploring the idea of moving to the state, but yet you actually haven't decided to join. What's holding you back?
Well, for one thing, it's a family decision.
Yeah,
and, right. Well, tell Suzanne that we'd love to have her there. Susan, excuse me.
We sat with Manwich at the Libertarian Party convention.
Is your wife not really cool with the idea of going? Or
I think she's like Manwich's wife.
She's a statist?
She's willing to move up with me, though.
I see.
So I just want to make sure she's comfortable with it. Okay. And that's the right move.
Well, if you're gonna move, you should certainly. I mean, before you move, you should certainly at least join at that point.
Let me make this suggestion to you. Why don't you just move to New Hampshire? And you don't need to join any sort of movement. Just move to New Hampshire.
Well, no. Why shouldn't he join? If he's going to move to New Hampshire, why not join him?
Well, here's the thing. Once he's moved to New Hampshire, you're done. Well, there's no movement once you get there.
But we still need people to join.
Yeah, I mean,
so
it's nice
that
we. Yeah, it would be nice if we had the numbers.
I'm not going to be pressured into anything.
Right. I'm not trying to pressure you, man. I'm just saying if you move,
they're hard sellers, Keith.
I'm just saying if you're going to move, why wouldn't you join at that point?
I understand what you're saying. The reason I called. Who should I contact up there, or where should I go? Do you have any suggestions on?
I would say go to nhfree.com. Let them know you're coming, and there'll be all kinds of people willing to show you around.
Okay.
Go to their forum at nhfree.com. Thanks for the call, Keith. We appreciate hearing from you.
Hey, one more thing.
Oh, well, okay, go.
Manwich is the Ryan Seacrest of the Libertarian Party movement.
Who's Ryan Seacrest? He looks kind of like Ryan Seacrest, too.
He's kind of a crew dude, isn't he?
Who's that guy?
Ryan Seacrest.
I don't know who he is.
All right, later, guys.
Thanks, dude.
I got to look him up. All right, I got to look up the gay guy on the internet.
What you need to do is you need to get a little blonde bang.
Isn't
like one blonde bang.
Isn't he the guy from American Idol? He's the guy that hosts
that.
No, that would be Simon, I think.
He hosts something, though. He hosts some sort of a
show of some sort, right? He used to host
some MTV
sort of
show.
A camera show, like hidden camera show or something like that. But
he's kind of a fruitcake, right?
Yeah, he's just a little metrosexual.
Right.
People have accused me of that.
What I was suggesting is, and I think I was misunderstood there about the Free State Project thing, because all I was suggesting is that the Free State Project, I mean, it's a movement in one way, but in another way, it's not like a plan. It's not like an organization.
No.
Once you get to New Hampshire, it's done. It's over.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you're going to New Hampshire, you should join the Free State Project.
Right, exactly. I'm just suggesting that it's not.
Because
it's not a traditional movement.
No.
You know?
It's decentralized.
It's not a movement. It's a move.
Correct. The Free State Project has been described as the bus. It's just simply the organization that is designed to encourage people to move to New Hampshire and to assist them with their move to New Hampshire, for instance, giving them information about potential jobs, potential housing, that sort of thing.
I think if people are strongly interested, they should sign up, because the Free State Project is more likely to happen when we get to, getting closer,
oh, yes,
the closer
yes.
it gets to 20,000 people. So even if you're sort of, well, I'm very interested, but I'm not quite ready to sign up. I feel like you should sign up, even if all you intend to move for, all I intended to move was when we got to 20,000, was I had 5 years after we get to 20,000 to move. And, well, move could be 2 weeks or some month, maybe. I could just go check it out, see how I liked it in New Hampshire, see how this libertarian culture
is coming along. I got to
tell you,
my original intention when I signed up, I'll admit this, when I signed up, my original intention was not to move until it hit 20,000 people.
But mine was too.
That was my original intent.
What changed?
I'm following a radio show.
Ian?
You moving in with the First 1,000 program?
And there are, by the way, over 200 members of the Free State Project's First 1,000 pledge so far, and you can get more information about that at freestateproject.org. That's really exciting.
I was going to say, I'm also assured of the fact that Free Talk Live is succeeding and is going to continue to be successful.
Indeed. Well, that's because of you guys listening to the show. We certainly appreciate that. So we were talking about the fare tax, or the so-called fare tax, which is essentially going to be a 23% to 30% sales tax. And we'll be conservative and call it at 23%, which is insane. Going to be added to the price of everything that's sold in America. And there's reasons why this is not a good idea. And one of the reasons you brought up in the last hour, man, which was that it's not going to make it so you can get out of taxes as easily. I mean, right now you can come up with all sorts of creative deductions, and there's ways you can work your taxes to get back as much of it as possible.
Right, I'm paying about 1%.
In the case of the fare tax, the only way you could avoid it would be to purchase off of the new market. You'd have to purchase used. You'd have to purchase from garage sales and that sort of thing, or go to the black market and buy products that way. If you wanted to go in and buy products, you'd be paying 23% every single time, no matter who you are. Ah, but that's where the refunds come in. See, part of the fare tax plan is a national welfare program. They're going to give everybody little identification cards, or maybe they'll just tie it into the national ID card that they have proposed, and they're going to make it so you get a certain amount of money back every year, regardless of whether or not you even spent anything. We'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live. Welfare for all Americans? Not so good. Coming back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening.
In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they turn brown and they shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
It's the live Friday edition. We do it live six nights a week. Be sure to join us for every moment. But if you miss a moment, you can always join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives and more. We give it all away to you at freetalklive.com. So go get it. We're talking about taxes. And we should, because tomorrow is April 15th, and a lot of people are concerned with that sort of thing. And there are a lot of people in this country that are, well, they're angling to replace the IRS. They've had it up to here with the IRS, and I think we all have. Or we're all sick of the IRS. We want them to go away. But there are some people that insist on replacing them. Like, why don't we just make them go away and not replace them with anything?
Yep.
That's how I feel about it.
I don't see why we need to have this big, huge, invasive, inefficient government that we have.
Right, but yet there's a certain so-called libertarian talk show host, Neil Bortz, out there, who's on his show every time I, by the way, I call radio stations every day as my day job to try to get Free Talk Live on more stations. Mm-hmm. Whenever I hear Neil Bortz's show, I swear he's always talking about the darn fair tax.
That's because he apparently wants
a
big government.
He wrote a book. He's trying to sell his book.
Right, it's a fair tax show now, essentially.
He wants a big government.
And, yeah, he wants to support this big government just by changing things around. And the big sell on the fair tax for the people that hate the IRS is, hey, no more forms, no more, dealing with the IRS, no more confusing tax forms. However, the one, and I think the most insidious part.
Hide all the taxes. Hide them all.
Well, besides the fact that the taxes would be hidden at the point of sale, the most insidious part about the fair tax is this, and I'm pulling this from the Wikipedia entry on it, the monthly tax rebate checks. Under the fair tax, households will receive monthly tax rebate checks equal to the estimated total fair tax paid on the poverty level spending according to guidelines published by some government bureaucracy.
Right.
The poverty level guidelines vary by family size and represent the cost to purchase household necessities. So the government will come up with a number, like a per-month number, saying, okay, this is what you, on the average of a family of four, will spend to buy household necessities, cleaning products, food, whatever a household necessity is considered. So they'll come up with that number, and then they're going to cut checks for everybody. The checks, paid in advance each month, are meant to eliminate the taxation of each household's purchase of necessities. The government will assume that a household spends an amount equal to the federal poverty level for a household of that size. The annual rebate paid in 12 monthly installments, just like a welfare check, equals 23% of poverty level spending for each household size. So they'll figure out what they think each household spends on a poverty level for food and living stuff.
Right.
They'll give you 23% of that in a check every single month. The formula will be used and adjusted for inflation. To become eligible for the rebate, households will register once a year with their sales tax administering authority.
Oh, my God.
Providing the names and social security numbers of each household member.
Better not be an immigrant. Better not be gay. Better not be what? I don't know. Let's just make some stuff up.
A felon. The Social Security Administration will disperse monthly rebate payments. That's the plan. The plan is to literally make every single person in America a welfare recipient. To get everyone in America used to a once-a-month check from the government. To get everyone, every individual in America, that even the ones that might have believed in themselves and believed in, you know, self-starting and making their own way in the world, will start collecting checks from the government. And like anything that comes in on a regular basis, they'll start depending on them. And They'll get angry if the checks are taken away.
They'll become dependent.
That's right.
Government dependence.
That's right.
And it's really insidious, and it's really annoying that, Neil Bortz is
a so-called libertarian.
That's the thing that's so annoying.
Yeah.
Is the fact that he's out there advocating that he's a libertarian and supporting this garbage.
That's right.
Seriously, he's a piece of garbage.
That's a reference to Walt. Now, I'll take Neil Bortz saying he's a libertarian because he does want to see a smaller government, so he says. I mean, he doesn't have a very good system for implementing one.
No.
And he wants to do away with the drug war and vice crimes.
Okay.
I'm for those things, and I'd like to see steps towards liberty, any of them we can get. But
too bad he doesn't talk about that.
It's a bad plan.
He's talking about is this.
That's not true. I listen to this show a lot.
This is so destructive. The idea about putting all Americans on welfare? They're not going to call it that, of course. It's a tax rebate check, monthly. They won't call it welfare, but that's what it is. It's the government just arbitrarily determining a certain amount and sending it out to you based on how many people are in your household. They're going to ask you for your Social Security numbers. They're going to ask you for the amount of people in your household. I personally don't want them to know that stuff.
Right.
I will. If this fair tax thing is actually passed through, I sure as hell aren't registering with the Sales Tax Administration.
So you're not going to get your 23% of whatever poverty is.
No thanks. I'll spend as much as possible.
$1,000.
I'll pledge right now on the air to spend as much as possible on the black market to purchase as many products as I possibly can away from legitimate retail channels because I don't want them to get my I don't want them to get money. And here's the other side of the fair tax that nobody's talking about. Sales taxes are just as much slavery as an income tax is. We pointed out last hour that it's slavery to demand that somebody sit down for hours and fill out forms just so they could get a cut of their paycheck back.
And there's a lot of forms that come with sales taxes. Now, to be fair to Neil Bortz's plan, he intends to compensate businesses for their time for collecting
the
sales
tax. Just because you're giving your slaves food to eat doesn't mean that they're not slaves still.
The other thing about this is that all this, once this tax is in place, well, what's to stop the government, which it's already in the Constitution, from reinstituting the income tax?
Nothing's
to stop them.
Right. If they don't appeal the amendment that made made income tax legal, then I want nothing to do with this.
And the only
because
way
they will bring
gonna,
it back.
And the only way that they're going to to repeal this amendment is through a constitutional convention.
Right.
And if a constitutional convention is ever opened, it's open season on the Constitution.
Yeah.
And this country is doomed. Leave.
Mm.
Or go to the Free State Project immediately, because that's your only recourse.
Well, this country's doomed if we keep going in this direction that we're going in anyway.
If a constitutional convention ever gets opened, I will be scared for my life, to tell you the truth, because chances are very good there is an imminent war within 10 years. If there's ever a constitutional convention.
What kind of war would you imagine?
I don't know.
I don't know what you're conjecturing here.
I don't know. I don't know whether or not there would be a civil war from whatever gets thrown into the Constitution and just civil unrest.
Yeah, we could.
Or whether or not we do some sort of wacky foreign policy thing that causes another country
maybe they would make our Constitution more like the EU Constitution or the Iraq Constitution where there's rights to health care and rights to education and add in all these. Like in France, yeah. Where you have a right to a job for the rest of your life. That kind of crap.
It is crap.
Yeah. It's really disturbing, this fair tax thing.
I always hate when we drop stuff like that and don't explain it, though.
What do you mean?
Because, you know, there's always the chance that there's somebody who's a new listener who thinks, well, wait, shouldn't there be a right to a job?
No.
You know?
And no, it shouldn't.
Right, but I feel like that should be, you know, every time we bring something up like that, we should drop a short explanation.
Let's explain it then. The reason why there's no right to health care, no right to a job, and no right to all these other supposed benefits is because to suggest that there is a right means that you're forcing someone to provide those things. If there's a right to health care, what if no one wants to be doctors anymore? You're going to have to force people to be doctors.
Right. You have the freedom to pay for health care. You have the freedom to go out and earn a job. You have the freedom to... What was the other one? You said healthcare.
Education.
You have the right, or you have the freedom to go and choose a school and to be, you know, to start a school of your own.
Exactly. But you don't have the freedom to force other people to provide services.
To buy books.
More on the way. 800-259-9231. Walt is waiting patiently
to talk about
taxes. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. That's the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. To the phones we go. Oh, by the way, join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the map. Listener map, map.freetalklive.com. You can add yourself to it. It's easy, simple, and free. Map.freetalklive.com. All right, we've been waiting for this moment. Walt, in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Walt, where have you been?
You guys there?
Yeah, we're here, man.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. Hey, I got a little echo in my phone. I didn't know if...
You sound okay, so you're not echoing.
That's the important part. That's fine. No big deal, then. Hey,
where have you been, Walt? Was it because we gave you a week of refeeds? Because our radio listeners, Walt's a radio listener, and our radio listeners had to put up with an entire 7 days of refeeds of Free Talk Live. So maybe that kind of turned you off.
I didn't know that they were moving the station. I thought they had some sucky phone company like Southwestern Bell or AT&T or some kind of trash like that. You know, and all the phones were messed up because every time I kept dialing in, it said, Midas, something about Midas Resources.
Right.
And I'm like, what? Why don't you guys get a real phone company, you know, like I got here?
The opinions of the callers are not necessarily the opinions of the talk show hosts.
Oh, no.
Well, good to have you back. We're back live again. And so, Walt, what's on your mind?
Did you hear me call Neil Bortz a piece of garbage?
Yes, and I love it. You know, all these guys, Rush Limburger, O'Reilly, all of these... you know, Hannity and un-Hannity and Coombs and, I mean, all of them, all of those guys. I mean, they're all garbage. It's just like the alphabet soup of news. Just don't even waste time listening to that trash.
I
mean,
agree.
It's all propaganda. And
they're just a bunch of cheerleaders for the government.
Well,
that's
of
all
course.
They are.
Of course, exactly. And that guy is no more libertarian than Ted Kennedy. I mean,
well,
you know.
As Manwich pointed out, he's libertarian on some issues. He's just not really a libertarian, that's all.
Well, he tells you he is, you
right,
know. In other words, you don't know because you haven't seen any action. Just like I tell people, you know, I don't claim to be a Christian. Just watch me. Watch what I do. Watch my actions. You know, in other words, I'm an American. Watch my actions, because everything I will do, I try to benefit this country.
So, Walt, tomorrow, April 15th, what are you doing?
Oh, it's tomorrow, April
15th? Oh, God. He doesn't even know.
Well, let's see. It's a Saturday. It's supposed to rain here.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know. In reference to the tax thing.
Yeah,
I heard that they said that they gave everybody till the 17th.
Yeah, they said that.
You know, I don't know. What am I doing? Probably anything other than taxes. And
how many years
this
has
tax
it been?
Thing,
how many years, Walt, since you paid income tax?
Oh, probably 99, 2000, something like that.
Now, they're going out. If the tax guys, the IRS, shows up on your doorstep on the 17th wanting their money, what are you going to shoot at them?
Well, they're not going to be showing up on my doorstep, because they're going to have to cut chains and padlocks off my gate and deal with my welcoming squad, the pit bulls.
What are some of your pit bulls' names? I don't think we've ever learned that, Walt.
Well, my big guy is Red.
Red, right?
Yeah, red nose, red ears, red.
Okay.
He's my big boy. He's about 70 pounds.
Wow.
And physically fit.
Okay.
And then there's Diesel. And
that's appropriate because you like to work on cars. That's appropriate. Ethanol?
Yeah, well, his name is Diesel. He is a blue brindle male. And then there's Cooter, if you remember the
Dukes of Hazzard
right. From ages ago, the mechanic.
Red, well, Diesel, and Cooter, all right.
Okay, and then I've got a female, her name is Precious, and she's brindle.
Aww.
She's real dark brindle, and Cooter is also a dark brindle.
Now, you can believe that this is going up on your webpage at wiki.freetalklive.com.
Oh, that's fine.
I'd love to see a picture of Walt and all of his dogs and put that up on his website.
You know, I wish I had one, to be honest with you.
You have a family
picture,
Walt. I mean, come on.
I don't even have any pictures of myself.
Are they trained to where you could actually get them all to sit down and actually take a photo? Because some dogs, just you can't get them to stand still.
Red is not sociable.
I see.
So he would be, I'd have to have a picture of him and myself, and then a picture of the other guys with myself.
Well, at the very least, you could put the pictures of them if you didn't want your own picture on the website.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I don't care about having a picture of me up there anyway, but.
So, Walt, give us any more thoughts on taxes for us?
Well,
for those out there that are still paying them, any thoughts for those?
For this unfair tax issue, I say not only no, but hell no.
Right on. Yeah.
In other words, the train agrees. I mean, not only no, but hell no, simply because it's all trash. I mean, it's garbage. We need to abolish the IRS and not do anything more.
Now, what's
because
going on with
what
your
we're
case?
Doing is we're paying for our own destruction.
Now, isn't the IRS going after you? What's happening with that? They put a lien on your house. What's the latest on that, Walt?
Well, I have not yet been in contact with them. I've contacted some of these resolution agencies, and they said that they can't do me any good because I'm a protester. I said, no, I'm not a protester. I said, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I said, and, you know, these companies, you can't tax labor. In other words, when you take your car to the shop, you know, if it costs $300 to get your car fixed, $200 of it is parts. You're taxed on the $200 parts, and the other $100 was labor, but you're only taxed on the parts.
Right.
Now, if John Doe's garage can't tax the labor, how can the IRS tax your labor?
They can. They just do it because people, well, they let
they
them.
They fall
people,
for it.
People keep going for it, and we just need to put a stop to it. Well, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll hear from you again. 800-259-9231.
That's a great point.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. Moments remain. We can sneak in, though, if you make the call now. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The AMP program is there. What's it stand for, Manlich?
Advertise, market, and promote.
That's right. And what does it mean, Johnson?
It means that we will advertise, market, and promote the show with your donation of $3 a month.
That's all we're asking for. I mean, if you all like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, if you like the fact that we're spreading the message of liberty and freedom around the world, and that we give away everything on our website for free, consider it. $3 a month. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn about all the perks. You get some cool perks as an amplifier. And you'll learn about the final goal of the project, and that is when we reach that final goal of $10,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
we will reduce the commercial time on the show by 25%. Literally knock 4 minutes an hour out and replace it all with showtime. So get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's do a quick email before we wrap things up for tonight. This came in from Sweden. It's from Shane, as a matter of fact. He says that last time I emailed about the government control of hamburgers in Norway. Well, I'm still in Norway. I guess that's not Sweden, is it? And I know for certain the idea of freedom is almost completely
forget
foreign
Norway.
Here. I don't think it's much different in neighboring Sweden. The Norwegian government is based almost entirely around the cradle-to-grave idea. I have an example of one of my classes here. It's sort of a humanities seminar where we read and watch things and then have discussions about the ideas and their real-life implications. One of the things we read about was a Norwegian scientist around 1900. In our discussion, Myself and an American friend brought up the question of whether or not the government should even fund scientific experiments, especially if the possible benefits of the findings aren't even clear. From the Norwegian students, we just got blank stares, almost as if they couldn't comprehend why government wouldn't support one of its citizens, or why it should even be questioned. It ended up being a very short discussion. As you know, introducing people to freedom can take a little time, and I was up against 20 years of socialist indoctrination per student. Another topic you've touched on is government inspections of restaurants. I worked for McDonald's for about a year and a half in high school and periodically would have government inspections. These inspections happen only once every few months, and we usually had at least a week's notice, and they weren't very thorough. Mostly all they did was come in and chat with the managers and maybe have a quick look around. In fact, one time we were notified of a coming inspection, and they never showed up. However, the McDonald's Corporation also had its own health and quality inspectors. These inspections happened at least once a month.
I'll bet they were drill sergeants, too.
And many times they were without advanced warning. These inspectors were thorough, and if they found something they didn't like, it would be fixed by the next time they showed up. These inspectors had incentive to give quality inspections. After all, McDonald's was paying them to make sure customers got good, clean food. Good, I don't know about that, but it was clean. Because those are the
McDonald's
same...
makes fine food.
Because those are the same customers who pay their salary. On the other hand, the government inspector gets paid no matter what. Another thing they would do is hire people in the area to come and eat at our restaurant and evaluate our performance and how clean the store was at the time.
Secret shopper.
That's exactly right. These inspections are usually what worked best. I think all of this just goes to show how useless the government inspections were. It actually hurt the business because sometimes they would have to have an extra assistant manager on staff for that day to show the government inspector around. So, great example, Shane, of how private inspections are really what's keeping us safe, whereas the government's just wasting our money.
Yep.
Just paying bureaucrats.
Sure.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We're back tomorrow night for the Saturday show. Be sure you join us then live, online, of course, and on the same, well, many of your same stations at freetalklive.com. See you then.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.